Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and this is episode 108, and it is the 20th of March 2017. And today's title is Competition Time. Coming up today, got a bit on a diary, and then I'm just going to talk a little about how I grow my seedlings, following on from a podcast from a couple weeks ago where I discussed seedlings. I'm just going to talk a little about how I've grown them, how I grow them on, getting them ready for planting out. And then I've got a competition to announce, which I'm hoping you will enter in. Basically, as the YouTube one was so successful, I'm hoping to endorse this a bit further. Firstly, although this podcast is dated the 20th of March, it's not coming out until the 21st, the Tuesday. Apologies for it being late. Anyone out there who is listening and was expecting it on Tuesday or Monday or Tuesday, sorry. I do apologise, but I had a really bad headache on Monday night and I just couldn't look at a screen or anything. So I had to delay it, and it has unfortunately made things pretty slow behind, I have to say. But anyway, on with the diary. Now, I have to admit, this last week, there's not been a huge amount to discuss. I've continued moving things into the greenhouse and then moving things out of the greenhouse into the cold frame, and getting things just hardened off a little. Saturday, I was at home in the morning. Unfortunately, I was on call over the weekend. But Saturday, I was at home, and the wife and I, we started, basically, the sycamore I took down a few weeks ago. We've chopped that up to get rid of it, and tidy get the area tidied up. And looking a lot better. And that was my main plan. And that has been pretty successful. We've just had a big tidy up. This then followed that I managed to pot on some of my little seedlings. These seedlings were my courgette seedlings, my some chili seedlings, and some basil and things like that. Just potting them on, getting them on going. Unfortunately, in the afternoon, I was called out, so I couldn't do as much as I would have liked. Sunday, I popped down the allotment again after work, so I didn't spend as much time as I would have liked. And I planted out some more potatoes. This variety this week was called Aran Pilot, and I'd done them exactly the same as I'd done the Home Guard last week. And that is looking... that'll be okay. We'll see what happens. I then spent a bit more time just weeding the plots on my hand and knees, just picking them out. So trying to get that done, get on top of things. Still quite a few weeds that need to come out. Now I'm in a point I can get on or spend a bit of time getting on top of them. I noticed the asparagus bed. I got some decent asparagus shoots showing. Really looking good. Some really nice, thick stalk. Only about an inch or two high at the moment, but it is thick. And I'm really pleased with that, because I planted this asparagus a year before last, but at the back end. So it's looking good, and I'll probably be able to harvest a small amount this year, which would be fantastic. I'm really looking forward to that, I have to say. The rhubarb is looking fantastic, the early one in particular. I think it's probably ready for harvesting, which is a bit early, but it is an early variety. Now, after this, I'm back home. My early rhubarb at home is part of a flower stock. I can't figure out why. It's definitely not struggling for water. I've given it a chicken a feed, The only thing I can think of is a couple of weeks ago, it looks like something dug around the root, and I think that may have disturbed the root. So I've cut off the flower stalk and done with that. The potato I have, a potato pot I have grown inside the greenhouse. This is another Home Guard variety. I've actually filled that pot up now with compost. It's grown so well. It does really well in the greenhouse. So really pleased with that. So I've added more compost on that to try and build it up, and it should get things better. I then went inside the potting shed and started sowing some seeds. Now at the moment, a seed sowing is going pretty mad. So by making a bit more room in the potting shed, by moving seedlings into the greenhouse, I've managed to find some room to sow some seeds that don't need sowing under the heat. So I've sown some onions, a variety called Alisa Craig. These have been sown, as I say, not in a heat. Sown a few radish. We'll see how they get on. I'm not expecting much out of them. Some spring onion, a variety called Winter Lisbon Winter Hardy. Be interested to see how they get on as well. Now, under the heat, I've sown some, at least they're in the propagators, some rocket, a variety called Wild Tresia, all year round. Some Brussels sprouts called Evesham Special. Chives. And some spinach, a variety called Amelia F1. We'll see how they get on. And I'll report back on those in the future. However, at the moment, the seed sowing and this potting on is going crazy, which is great because that means I should be in for a good year. I may have a few too many seeds, but the excess I'm hoping to sell down the car boot. But we'll come to that later. So I'm now going to discuss a little on how I like to grow on my seedlings. Now, these are seeds that have germinated and are growing strong, and they've got to the point they need separating. I've discussed this a little lot on my tips for seed sowing. When I separate them, I like to pot them individually into root trainers, is what I try and use now. However, in the past, I've just used pots. I've used John Innes number 2. For these, and I've just got them into smallish pots, but enough that the roots can spread out and grow. Once I've teased them apart and placed them into the pots individually and filled with compost, I give them a good watering in, good soaking with water, and then I leave them just to grow. I try and water them 2-3 times a week. Ideally, at this stage, once a day is better. But I do. I aim for once a day, but 2-3 times a week is enough. I do find life does get on top of us all at times, so I try not to be disheartened if I do miss a day. It happens. I alternate weeks. One week I will use a liquid seaweed, and the next week I will use my wormery. And it's just get these nutrients into the ground, get into the soil, get the plants growing nice and strong and looking really good. And I try and keep a close eye on the bottom of the pots. And if the roots are starting to come out of the pots, then they need to go into a bigger pot. And that's how my evaluation goes. Using the root trainers that I use now, they're kind of thin but long, so the roots go down. And they are designed to be air-trained roots, so the roots don't grow outside of a pot. But it's worth just looking underneath and seeing if you can see any roots. And if so, it'll be worth potting them on into bigger pots then. I try not to jump the pots too big. I just go a size higher. I find if a pot goes, if a plant goes into something too big too soon, it puts on so much root growth and not enough foliage or plant growth. And the roots are just searching and searching for all the stuff they need. So they go further and further. It's weird. They seem to know when they're restricted. Yeah, you put them into the ground when they're ready, and it doesn't seem to affect them as much. But in pots, it does. It's weird. Now, once I'm about 2-3 weeks away from getting them planted out, or they are ready to go or can grow outside. Now, see, at this point, they're in a greenhouse. When they're getting near to the time that they're ready to go outside, what I like to do is pot them into my cold frame. Now, the cold frame that I have does have a lid on it that I open. And I leave that open, even at night, but just the newer plants go on the bottom lower shelf, so they've got a bit of protection. They'll be in there for 3, 4, 5 days to a week. Then they'll go onto the top shelf where it's going to be a bit cooler for them because there's less of a lid. Obviously, the lid's open. And there's going to be wind, so they're going to get a bit of strength from the wind, which is quite important. And again, they'll be there up to a week. If they're doing okay, I mean, I like to do a few plants of each variety at a time and see how they get on at first. And if they do okay, the rest can follow. And by that, if I've got a tray of tomato seedlings, I will put 2 or 3 out there. And if they get on okay, then the rest will follow. Once they seem okay in the cold frame, I then move them to a shelf I have outside that offers them no real protection, just off the ground, where I can get to them easily and water them well. They'll be there for until they're planted. But I've got to keep a close eye on them, obviously. Pot them up if they need it. Keep watering and feeding. And then when they're ready to plant out, they will be planted out as required. So that's that, really. Only a quick going over. I'm a bit behind with things, so this is going to be a fairly short podcast, but that's basically how I grow on my seedlings. It's a system I tried and tested, and it works for me. But if you have any ideas on or how you do it, let me know in the comments. So now, competition time. Today I'm starting a competition, and this will run until the 3rd of April. Let's say the 2nd of April. No, the 3rd of April, I've already said it. So 3rd of April. And that'll be the last day to enter. You can win. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 packs of seeds I have here. First one is a pack of tomato called Orange Parash F1. It's supposed to be one of the best tasting, growing indoors or out. I've actually got a packet of that myself. Some sweet peppers, Colour Spectrum. Some tomato moneymaker seeds. Pepper Sweet California Wonder, Pepper Hot Super Chili F1, some Tatsui, a Rosette Pak Choi F1, it's basically Pak Choi, and some lettuce, a variety called Tom Thumb. So that's what you can win. And all you have to do is to enter the competition. Go to my blog, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk, find this episode, episode 108, and in the comments, just say hi, who you are, and an idea for future podcasts would be great. whoever comes up with the best idea, I will win, and I will discuss, and I will do that podcast on the one featured on the 10th of April. Now, if you don't want to make a public comment, you can always email me, richard@theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. I've got no problem with that. But that's all you have to do to win. Quite simple and not hard. Okay, so last week I didn't have any news article to discuss. So I have for this week. I've already found it. So looking forward to it. But I haven't got that to clear up. The YouTube competition I was running has came to a close. I've selected the winner. It was a Graham Thomas, who comments quite often on my YouTube videos. So well done, Graham. I don't know if you listen to the podcast, but I'll be contacting you probably around Thursday through YouTube to get that out to you. Item of the week. Now, this is quite convenient. Sutton's, my affiliate link with Sutton's, emailed me today, and they have 50% off grafted vegetables. So there will be a link to their grafted vegetables on the show notes for this podcast. They're grafted vegetables. I've grown these before. Basically, they take the roots of a strong plant and bind it with the plant of another plant, and it produces some fantastic, strong, early results. I've grown them before. They're really, really good. I don't do it now because I'm trying to grow all mine from seed, but these are phenomenally strong plants at quite an early stage. So worth it just for that. Okay, so that'll be it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I do apologise again for it being late. But hopefully, if you're entering the competition, that might ease things for you. And if you are entering the competition, good luck. And I hope to hear from you all soon. I'll speak to you again next week. Thank you very much.